880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, we've got a great show for you this week. We've got my friend Danny Santos is going to start it off. He builds supercars, the cars of your dreams. I call them Restomod. He calls them fantasy rides. And then we're going to have, in the second half of the hour, we're going to have, Adam Cantos. He's the chief operating officer of RE/MAX Nationwide. But we're going to start off the show with a big message from the director of the station. Jim, come on the show. Introduce yourself.
Jim Glagowski, vice president, general manager here at Sail in Miami. 880 The Biz, one of your favorite radio stations.
I love it.
We are in the middle of a contest for my hometown in Pennsylvania. 14,000 communities entered this. Tonight, there are 2 hours left Eastern Standard Time to vote. It's a free vote. We're asking you to vote at smallbusinessrevolution.org.
You know, like the president says, vote early, vote often.
That's right. Vote early, vote often. You can vote through any browser that you have. You can vote on any device, any computer device, one time a day. We are in a tight contest to win $500,000 to revitalize Main Street. It's all about business. That's what this station is about, South Florida's only business radio station. And now we're asking you to help us get some business in my hometown up in Pennsylvania.
Well, Jim, I want to thank you for making us sound better than we should sometimes. And today we're going to really fight it. I'm fighting the frog in my throat, but we're going to have a great show. Didn't want to let my guests down. I want to thank you for coming and let everybody know. Again, how do people vote, Jim?
Smallbusinessrevolution.org. Vote for Bristol Borough, Pennsylvania.
All right, Jim, thank you so much for letting me have a radio show. Wanda, take it away. We're going to have a great show. Supercars, information you can use every day, and then we're going to learn about the future of real estate with the COO of RE/MAX Nationwide. Back with more info after Wanda plays some rock and roll. Everybody, that's right. Big Jim, he runs this place. He's terrific. I really love him. Hey, Wanda, what do you think about Big Jim? Yeah, you got to use the microphone.
Who's been pushing my buttons?
I always love to push your buttons, Wanda.
Get
you know
out
that.
Of my buttons.
All right. Hey, listen, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, or red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right, this is where I talk about how I can help you. That's right, it's not about me, it's about you. When you call me at 305-773-6300 and you start out with, hey, Jim, I got a special situation. I go, well, hey, I got a solution for you. That's right. Hey, maybe you're a realtor and you want to buy some extra investment properties. Maybe you got some that are owned with real low leverage. I can help you get some of that money out of that and help you buy some investment properties. I can help you if you've got some clients that are from overseas. Maybe you've got somebody from Venezuela, Russia, Asia. I can help you get financing for all those people if you give me a call at 305-773-6300. That's right. If your request doesn't fit in the square box of the bank, well, hey, I'm the one to call because we are private lenders statewide and we can go up to $15 million. So if you've got a commercial or residential property, give me a call today at 305-773-6300. I want to help you out with your special situation because when you call me, it's all about you.
Hi, this is Dan Summers, CEO of IHT Realty Crowdfunding out of Jacksonville, Florida. What's crowdfunding? Crowdfunding is the marriage of real estate and technology. It's like the odd couple, old-fashioned real estate expertise together with technology, bringing you opportunities via social media. Look at LinkedIn, Facebook, look at the internet. Now we have opportunities for the first time in history to invest individually into the big boys club, opportunities in fix and flips, opportunities in affordable housing, multifamily, retail, and so on, are offered to you with as little as $5,000 down. Take a look at our website, www.ihtrealty.com, or call me directly, Dan Summers, 904-501-7693, ihtrealty.com. 904-501-7693. Thank you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back live, and we've got my good friend Danny Santos on. Hey, Danny, by the way, thanks for going out with me the Warren Henry supercar thing. What'd you think about that?
Oh, that was a blast. It was actually a special treat when we saw the Zen family bring in their 2000 GT Toyotas.
Tell them a little bit about that. That was up on Facebook. What's so cool about that?
Oh, those are actually very special cars. So Toyota came out, and they wanted to show that they could actually compete with the big boys. So they created this beautiful car, and actually what they did is they put it out on the James Bond movie.
Oh, totally cool.
Yeah, and then Sean Connery couldn't get in because he was too tall. So they actually cut the roof so he can get in, and it's the actually only Bond movie where the girl is actually driving the car.
Well, you know, both of the Zinn brothers, Warren and my friend from high school, Robert, they were the two guys that had the cars. And so if you want to see great stuff like that, you go out with us to the Warren Henry Supercar Saturday. It'll be the next second week next month and second week of every month. But that's not why we're here today. So, Danny, first of all, I want to set the table. Tell a little bit about yourself, your brother, your team, because there's something that makes you guys extra special, and it's not just the great service you provide.
Oh, yeah. So my team, they're all ex-veterans, and we're not just regular grunts. I mean, we've got fighter jet mechanics, we've got helicopter mechanics, tank, nuclear sub guys. So we all bring something special to the table. They're all master craftsmen, and we just love to work on cars, and we just have fun.
Now, we met at the Marlins ballpark at the Race of Champions, and you know, we really got into that. It was an awesome event.
Oh, yeah.
But tell me a little bit about how somebody could go about, you know, getting into the car of their dreams. I mean, I see these guys go out and they look for the dead, you know, cars in the different lots and stuff like that. But does somebody have to start like that, or do they have to buy something complete, or what's really the process? Help somebody go through the process of how they get their dream car.
Well, first is understanding your budget, right? Because you can get an older Camaro that you can just modify and touch up here and there. And then 90%, I think, of the people out there have that little dream car they've been working on for the last 20 years. You know, save a little bit, buy a part, put it in, try to make it a little bit faster. And then you get also the opposite end of the spectrum where you have someone coming in said, this is what I've always wanted. Here's a blank check. make it happen.
Well, how about somebody in the middle like me? I know I want to get a GTO or a Barracuda. Maybe we can go find one in a scrapyard somewhere and start building that out. Let's say I go to the scrapyard, I get the shell for a Barracuda or a GTO or even something that's not that spectacular. What should somebody expect to start out with as an investment to start the process?
Well, so actually that is a misconception.
Oh.
You don't want to start out with something from the scrapyard. You want the best possible canvas to begin with. You know, get a car that's been left around sitting there, but that there's no rust. The body is straight. Because those are the biggest cost expenses there. Mm-hmm. Something that I can work with that's already built, it's easier to do, easier to find parts, easier to get there, and it's easier on your wallet.
So then, for instance, we could get together. I could say, this is what I'm looking for. We could go online. We could find a couple of them on Auto Trader or whatever. Is that the way you start?
Well, here's an example, right? So let's go out and find a 65 Mustangs, which are really hot right now. You could probably pick one up for maybe $12,000 to $15,000. That's fairly straight with a V6 that nobody really wanted. You know, we get a nice car. We go out to, say, example, Copart and find a wrecked 2015 Mustang for maybe another $5,000 to $10,000. We bring it in, pull out all the suspension, all the engine and the transmission, and transplant it over to your 65. So you not have a 2015 Mustang that looks like a 1965 for about $20,000 to $25,000.
Okay, you just made me speechless. Okay, so now we've done the Mustang. Let's say that I want to buy something today. Let's say I buy a brand new Mustang. Buy the Mustang. I got the stock Mustang. I got it everything. It's not the whole gassed up one. It's just a baseline one. Can you help me take that to the next level?
Oh, absolutely.
What would the process be there?
Well, the new Mustangs are really great cars, the way they started. So the way to do it is just a little bit more horsepower. Either put a turbocharger or a supercharger in it, and you're pretty much set to go. A little bit of programming to make sure it's still reliable, and you can just hit the track the next day.
Does this void the warranty?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, now that we've got that out of the way, is there a way to stay within the lines and work with somebody so that I don't void the warranty, or do I just get something that's maybe 3 years old and go that direction?
That is definitely a possibility, but so some of the manufacturers, for example, Ford, will sell you a Roush or a Saline vehicle on out of their dealership that's already supercharged. You're paying the very big premium for it, but it's fully warrantied.
Okay, but that sounds like a great way to go, too. I want to take a step back and talk about your team. Give me a couple shout-outs to your team members and specifically what their background is, because a nuclear sub-engineer, a guy that worked on a helicopter or a jet engine. I already met the guy that worked on the jet engine. I kept having to go up to him and scream.
So this entire setup has just been me trying to follow my dream, and I haven't seen my little brother regularly for close to 20 years. He's been on so many deployments. So this was me just saying, you know, let's give it a shot. Get our own hot rod shop going. So he is a fighter jet mechanic. He's worked a little over 12 years in the Navy, went over to Lockheed Martin, did another 10 years working on F-5 fighter jets. And now is my first opportunity to get him to see him put that knowledge into cars. It is amazing to see him work on things and just intuitively know what to do. One of our other guys, his name is Meyer, and he was just another genius, worked on Humvees. And he also did NASCAR trucks and just regular awesome mechanic.
Now, one of the things I wanted to bring out in the interview is, what did you do before you were in the supercar biz?
Nothing anywhere near that. I've always been a car guy. I've been building cars on my own since 15. I started in technology. I was designing satellite systems for the cruise lines. I stopped cold turkey, needed to learn finance, got my MBA at the University of Miami, and went over to Merrill Lynch and ultimately Morgan Stanley, where I was manning institutional money for most of the companies and nonprofits down here in South Florida.
So it sounds to me like you're pretty much like a lot of your customers, and that's the number one thing. It sounds to me like you can relate to the guys that come in, and the ladies. A lady come in too, no?
Oh, no, absolutely.
And they come in and they want to get something, they can place their order, and you know how to speak to them in their own language.
Yes, and I understand what their needs are, especially when it comes to structuring financing for the more complex builds, dealing directly with their advisors, understanding the structures that might be better for them to move and when to move the money. So, yeah.
And so how much could something conceivably cost if somebody really wanted to go, I don't want to say out of their mind, but we talked about something people can get into for $20,000 to $25,000. Let's say somebody wants to get something that's in the 50 to 75 range. Is that financeable with a bank?
Depends on your bank. I've been approached by several banks that are willing to do that kind of financing. But again, look, with every financing, it's based on your credit, what's the collateral on it. They're probably going to collateralize the actual car itself. Mm-hmm. The best bet is, if you're going to do any project like this, is to get a very good appraiser who can actually appraise the true value of the car now and then the loss replaceable value of the car. That the bank can use, and also the insurance company, for if something happens, for you to be able to get the money for it.
Well, you know, can you stick around? Because I want to do another segment. I'm going to talk about the kind of dream car you'd build for yourself. So, Wanda, if you could stick around, we want to keep Danny. Danny, can you stick around?
Absolutely.
Okay, awesome. Well, stick around. We're going to talk to Danny about his personal dream car and how he'd get that done. And we're going to do that right after we take a short break and play some rock and roll music. Have a good time, but you'll still learn something you can use right away to help make life a little more exciting. Wanda, take it away.
Right on. The way you popped your car sideways at a wooden mat. You're the kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. Guess I must be dumb, cause you had a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some of them used. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose?
Okay, I always got to leave it to Wanda. Wanda, we maybe have to tee it up a little bit more to get to where we're going, but hey, I like it sometimes when you play it out and you let me figure it out. Wanda always knows the good music to play to match up to our guests. So listen, if you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. And they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Take it away, Wanda.
Friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right. This is where I talk about Spectrum Mortgage. That's where we put together financing for you. If you've got a situation that starts with, hey, I got a special situation, I go, well, I got an answer for you. You give us a call at 305-773-6300. We're one of South Florida's oldest private lenders. What does that mean? That means that we have flexible investment cash that we can put in to help you get a bridge loan. What's a bridge loan? It's something that gets you from here to there. Maybe you had a little credit problem. Maybe you're from out of town and you want to buy a condo. Maybe you're from out of the country and you want to buy a house. Well, I can help you. You know, maybe you have scratch and dent credit. Maybe you're just not perfect. Maybe somebody used the credit card and didn't tell you for a while. That's right. That even happens too. That's right. We can do $10, $15 million. We'll get you some cash out of your properties. Maybe you're a real estate investor. Hey, realtors out there, maybe you own some homes and you got some low leverage on them. We'll help you take some money out and take advantage of the market today. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
You know, I wanted to say this for a while. We're here on 8:80 a.m. where money talks and where, well, some other stuff. Well, we won't go there. But anyway, we're back here with my good friend, Dan Santos. Danny is the guy I'm going to have build me my dream car. We're going to start planning it. In fact, we already have started talking about it here on the show. But because Freedom Business is all about you, the guest, and you, the listener, I want to talk to Dan about what his dream car is and how he'd get there. So, Danny, it's all yours, bro.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, Jim, I wanted to go back for one of the more affordable things that I forgot to tell you about. It's called a rat rod or a derelict. And here's a good example. So we found a 57 Buick Roadmaster. Straight bodied, paint's all faded, the interior is so-so. Pick it up for $2,000. We put a little bit of suspension, new disc brakes, and everything's ready to go. And you're looking at around $6,000-$7,000, and you're driving something pretty cool.
Well, we're going to have to talk about that a little later then. My wife's listening. Honey, I hope you don't mind if I get myself a toy for this boy over here. Now, what's your dream car? We talked a little bit about that when we were over at the Lamborghini dealer looking at Supercar Saturday, and you kind of blew my mind when you talked to me about it. You're a young guy, but what's the car you picked?
Oh, the one that we saw over there was the new Ford Raptor.
Oh, no. That's the one you want to get for yourself, or what you want to build for yourself?
That's my daily driver. So for me, actually, I've had my dream car for about 14 years, and this is something that my wife has been getting on me because it's been sitting in two pieces in my yard for that long.
Oh, no wonder your wife is getting on you about that. Do they at least able to mow the lawn around it?
Yes, they can, actually. Funny enough, you can tell where the car is. it's a 1969 Corvette.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, keep going.
It's one of the most beautiful designs ever made. The car is absolutely sexy. The curves, the gills on the side of the car. Actually, I'm going to be starting on that at the end of this month.
Well, maybe what you should do is take some pictures and flip them at me and post them up on our Facebook site so people can watch and follow you. Link into that, too. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Oh, no, absolutely. We actually got a couple other projects, too, that I'm going to start posting up, and I'll make sure to share it with you.
Oh, well, tell us a little bit about the projects.
Well, we have a 1965 Shelby Daytona race car that we got. It's a kit car from Factory 5. And we're doing a completely full build on it. It's wild.
Oh, yeah? So what does that mean? It's a kit car and you're doing a full build on it because you just talked in jargon and I don't understand it.
So this car, there was only about 10 of them ever made, and they're about $7 million a piece. So you have a company who goes out and they create a subframe for it and a body out of fiberglass, and then they sell that. And then they leave whoever buys it to put whatever they want inside it. Suspension, engine, transmission.
My scream.
Oh, my God, it's going to be crazy.
It must scream. Now, I think I've seen a couple of those. What do they go for, like $1 million, $1.5 million when they're real, or $5 million? What is it?
Closer to $7 million.
Oh, it's a good thing I'm not in the market for one of those just now.
So for about $70 million, I can get you into one of them.
Well, that sounds really awesome. Nobody's going to know the difference unless they really check, will they?
Pretty much.
Now, let's talk about it again. Let's say I live in, you know, your shop is in South Miami, right?
Correct. Across the street from Sunset Place.
Okay. So let's say I live in Pinecrest, Coral Gables. I'm out on a Saturday or a Sunday or during the week. Can I just come by, meet you at the shop, take a look at what's in progress, talk cars?
Oh, absolutely. We love that. And we encourage people to do that because what we do is fun. It's a hobby. We love it, you know, and it turns ultimately into a drug. You get addicted to the horsepower and the speed, and it just gets crazier.
Well, like Larry and I say, gasoline was made for one reason, and that's to burn.
That's right.
Now, where can people drive these? You know, I don't see a lot of them on the roadway, and I know you told me that Ferrari, for instance, has a special car that you can only buy, and then they only give it to you to drive on the racetrack. So let's say I've got myself, it's next year, I've got my GTO, we painted it black, we got the red stripe down it, and it only makes a little bit of noise, but you can kind of tell when I'm around, just right. Like when I'm in the room. So where can I take that car?
Well, the cars that we build, we like to keep to something that's called pro touring. Mm-hmm. So we're not just putting a lot of horsepower and big wheels and hoping you go straight. So our guys are engineers, so we engineer every piece, so you can take the car as a daily driver, or you can take it out to the track and actually go around corners instead of just up and down the quarter mile.
Now, can I use the same tires, or do I have to listen to me? Or do I have to use different tires on the track, or what?
I would recommend it. Yeah, something softer that grips a little bit better, or you might just miss that curve and just keep going.
Yeah, I know. I watch just enough sports auto racing to know that you need the sticky wide tires. Now, let's talk about trucks. We were at Larry's. We saw this truck. You stopped. You looked. I think you even posted about it. What's the hottest truck on the road today?
Well, right now, it's that 2017 Ford Raptor. That was actually the first one I've ever seen on the streets, and I think it's probably one of the first ones down here in South Florida. It's something that's absolutely crazy. They took a Baja truck, and just like we were talking about Mustangs, they put it out there, and you can get it fully warrantied.
always. See, now that's it. Now, let's say I got it fully warrantied. I've had it for 3 years. It's off warranty, maybe four, whatever it is. Now what can I do to make that car even more macho?
Oh, my God.
Not a truck.
There's so much. It's a fantastic starting base, but it only does have 450 horsepower.
Oh, what a wimpy thing.
It is.
You
it
can't tow anything more than like a little mini thing there.
Sub 600, you're not really talking muscle. So, well, I mean, the biggest hurdle, though, on the car is that you can't get it from a dealer for less than $30,000, $40,000 over MSRP.
Well, you know, then maybe somebody should buy a straight thing there and bring it to you in a couple of years and let you fit it out. Now, what if you were going to take a car today, stock? We talked about the Mustang. What's another stock car that you would really want to fit out that somebody could get? They buy it, they drive it around for a couple of years, it goes off warranty, they bring it to you. What would a car be that somebody could do that and kind of make that plan?
And again, it comes around on budget, right? Anything domestic, the Mustangs, the Camaros, the Dodge Challengers, the Chargers, those are great start. I mean, they already come kicking butt, you know, and we can just make it a little bit better. You get to the BMWs, to the Mercedes, and triple the investment. Anything that you have to do, and then on repairs too.
Well, we only got a couple minutes left. I want to make sure we tell everybody again. Everybody that works on your team is a vet.
Yes.
And where do they find you? We talked in general about South Miami, but where in South Miami? What's an address? What's a website?
Okay, the website is www.clrdhot.com. So it's Cleared Hot. And we are at 5781 Commerce Lane, Miami, Florida, 33143, across the street from Sunset Place, where all the body shops are at.
Okay, now, let's see. What was I going to ask? Wanda got my attention. Oh, that's it. I know what I wanted to do before you came off. I want to make sure I thanked you and your whole team for the service that you provided our country, putting yourself in harm's way, making sure that the people that are out there doing the dirty work are protected and safe and have something that really works. Because, you know, you hear all these things about the parts and the things, and they got to scavenge and they got to make it up, and you know, the dust and the dirt and the grime. And, you know, excuse me, it's really important that the people out there that are putting their life on the line have a really good team behind them. And, you know, you and your team, I want to thank you really for that kind of service. And then I'm going to flip right back into the marketing thing and say, that's who I want behind me when I'm behind the wheel, somebody that really cares.
Thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Who else you want to give a shout-out to? I know we had a little man in the car with us the other day.
Oh, yeah. My son Duke and my daughter Alessandra, who's probably screaming right now if she heard her name on the radio, and my lovely wife, who's been absolutely supportive in everything that we do.
Well, that's really terrific. Now, just again, I want you to give out how people find you, and then I want to talk one more time about the smoking hottest car you've seen that you want to have for yourself, unlimited budget. How do people find you? And that'll give you a chance to think about what you want.
ClearedHot.com. That is Charlie Lima, Romeo Delta, Hotel Oscar Tango.com. We are 5781 Commerce Lane, Miami, Florida, 33143. The phone number is 305-661-7711.
Go slower on the phone number because we got people that are Jets fans and they just can't process information that quickly.
Oh, I hear you. 305-661-7711.
Okay, you got an unlimited budget. You're not getting the Cobra. What do you want?
Well, I'm still sticking with my 69 Corvette, but we're going really crazy all out there. Full custom frame, engine, transmission, suspension, the works. Wide flares, it'd just be killer.
Now, we saw the happy hippie up there, the guy that has the 30 different cars, right?
Yes.
Now, let's say you got that vet, and you told me that the guy got his fancy paint job with what you call a wrap. I guess that's a plastic thing or whatever you put on the outside of the car.
Yes, it was chrome.
Oh, wow. Well, would you paint your Corvette, or would you do like one of these funky wraps?
I would actually paint the Corvette.
Okay.
If it's my ultimate dream car, it would be the paint job. But we do, for example, the Daytona we're going to be wrapping it.
Okay.
Because depending on our mood, we can just switch it out.
Really? So that comes on and off?
Yeah, 2-3 days.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, wow. So it looks like I got a new car after a week in the shop.
Yep. And those wraps last about 5 to 7 years.
Wow. Wow. And then you can like go online, pick out the customized wrap that you want. There's like a place to do that?
No, you actually can sit down in the computer, pick actually graphics that you want to put in, and we can design everything. So my car would have Freed on Business on the back end.
Who loves you, bud? No, right. I got to go on the front. I'm not all about tushies. I'm about the front end. But okay, Freed on Business. We'll do that. We'll do the Freed on Business car. Now, what color are you going to paint your car?
An ice silver.
Silver.
Yeah, it's a matte silver. You see a lot of them on the high-end Mercedes. Very nice. With the nice bronzed wheels.
Uh-huh.
I can be here all night talking about this.
What kind of engine?
Oh,
let's talk dirty.
An LSX engine, something that's putting out 700 something horsepower, and it's probably worth more than most cars. So
now you pull up next to me on Dixie Highway. Am I going to know all this stuff that's underneath there, or can you kind of go a little stealthy and then open it up on a highway?
Oh yeah, no. So we do something. We put exhaust cutouts where you can turn on and off the straight pipe exhaust. So when you want to be stealthy, you can sneak up, and when you click on that button, everybody knows you're there.
Oh my gosh, I got to have you on again. This has been great. Wanda, we're going to get ready. We got our next guest lined up out there. All right. Well, listen, we're going to come back. We're going to have the COO of RE/MAX Worldwide. We're going to talk about the future of real estate, but I'm also going to talk to him a little bit about his career path and what made him so special and how he got this job. I got a little insight from some local people that know him. It's going to be an awesome interview. And when we're done, you'll be able to plan your future if you're looking at real estate. I want to thank my good friend Danny Santos for coming in and absolutely getting me fired up about my next car.
All right, thanks, Jim.
All right, take it away, Wanda. We'll be back with some great information you'll be able to use right away to make your future better. Wanda, rock us. No, you may be right, you may be crazy, but I'll tell you what, Danny Santos, my wife wants to get a Range Rover from Warren Henry. Can you gas one of those up? Hold on, Wanda, turn them back on. Danny, can you gas up a Range Rover?
Hell yes.
What would you do to the Range Rover?
Oh my goodness, so we actually put in a supercharger on that, drop it a little bit, put some nice 22s. It looked killer.
All right. Well, listen, if you want to get that Range Rover, you give Larry Zinn a call and you take it over to my good friend Danny Santos. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. Is it obvious I'm playing injured today? Oh, my gosh. Hey, that's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, our red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right. Listen, I heard there's a big Porsche event down by Danny's shop, so we're going to try to head out there on a Sunday. When is that, Danny? Hold on, Wanda.
That's on the 26th. It's called Das Treffen, and it's all these beautiful, classic, high-end Porsches that are going to be lined up on Sunset Place. They're closing down the streets, and all the owners are just bringing them out from the regular 911s, 912s, all the way to the race cars.
Oh, you know, listen, hey, if you want to buy one of those cars, you need to pull a little money out of your house, give me a call at 305-773-6300. You know why? Because when you go in and you can't get a loan from the bank because it's not traditional, it doesn't fit inside the box, well, that's what I do. When somebody says, hey, Jim, I got a special situation, I go, well, I know the guy you need to call. That's me at 305-773-6300. You know, we do bridge loans up to $10, $15 million. We'll go up to Central Florida, but our primary area is Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, and Monroe County. That's right. If you got something in the Keys, I can help you out. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because that house in the Keys might be your second home. Maybe your bank won't let you do it. Maybe you got a little ding on your credit. Hey, I can help you get to where you need to go. If you give me a call at 305-773-6300, I can get you cash out. That's right. If you're an investor and you got some low leverage or no leverage at all, you can get the money out and do your dream deal with me at 305-773-6300. Because when you call me, it's all about you.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic. In Broward County on the Turnpike northbound between Coconut Creek Parkway and Sample Road, you're going to see lots of heavy delays, and it's slow from Commercial Boulevard. And on I-95 northbound at Cypress Creek Road, a crash has the exit completely closed off. You're going to want to exit at eastbound Cypress Creek as your alternate, and a crash cleared on I-95 northbound at Marina Mile is still causing slow traffic from Griffin Road. This report is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. I'm Martha Lopez, and that's your South Florida traffic.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch, right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, Wanda, can you pump the sound in here so we can hear Adam on the Facebook Live? Can we try that, or is it going to be too much reverb? Okay, if it's too much reverb, we'll have to go a different way. I promise I'll get the thing that you sent me today. I want to welcome Adam Kantos. He's the Chief Operating Officer of RE/MAX. I don't know if I call it RE/MAX Worldwide, but I know it's RE/MAX LLC. And welcome to the show, Adam.
Great to be here, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Before we get rolling, I want to give a shout out to my friend Sean Greco. He says he knows you and that you helped him get his start down here.
Yes, indeed. Sean's a great guy.
Yes, he is. I mean, we've had some great talks. I really like Sean. But what I want to talk about today is I want to talk about you. First, if you could lay out a little bit about what RE/MAX is all about, and then I want to get into your background because I find that really fascinating, and I think it sets up real good about everything that you're doing. So first of all, tell us a little bit about RE/MAX and what you think is going on over there.
Well, RE/MAX itself is actually, we're not a real estate company. We're a franchising company that operates in a real estate space. We franchise real estate offices in over 100 countries. We have 110,000 agents in those offices, and there are about 7,000 of them worldwide. So our goal is to really provide that hope and help people realize the dream of homeownership. So we're out there every day studying the marketplace and trying to make that happen.
Well, you know, the first guys on we had, they were veterans, and I gave them a thanks for their service. And I know that you were involved also with service to our country and also to your locales. I want to thank you for the service that you've given us as well.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate that.
Now, tell me a little bit about how your background there has helped you with RE/MAX, because it seems to me like you've had a really terrific career at RE/MAX.
Well, I started at RE/MAX in 2004 in the Mountain States region. RE/MAX is my second career. Mm-hmm. I was in law enforcement before that. I ran a SWAT team and kicked doors for a living. So that was a lot of fun and transitioned over into the franchising space doing business consulting and started working with our RE/MAX offices in the Mountain States region, which is a 5-state territory here in kind of Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, the Dakotas area. And then from that point, I went out to California in 2007, right as the market was getting ready to fall off the cliff. And started working that region out there. And then in 2010, from 2010 to 2013, I worked out there in Florida, in the Florida region, helping the recovery with our offices out there and getting things back together.
Well, now we talk a little bit about, I kind of teased this as the future of real estate, and I know that you do a lot of different things there, IT, HR, business development, and franchise sales. You know, franchising, we've had some people on that talk about franchising in general, and what do you like about your business model vis-a-vis some of the other models that are out there?
It's our business model in the real estate space is a little bit different than the other business models in that our business model, when it started in 1973, was based on what we call the high commission concept, where instead of agents necessarily working under a split model where they might make a 80-20 split where they keep 80% of the commission, the gross commission earned on the transaction, and their broker takes 20%. Our agents, they keep roughly 95% to 99% of that. So we originally started with, you know, we wanted somebody who was more involved in the business as a full-time job instead of somebody that dabbles in the business, which we do see across the country quite a bit. So we feel that our agents have more focus on the business on a daily basis, and that's what we ask of them. That, you know, when you pick up the phone and call your RE/MAX agent, they call you right back, and they have the expertise and the information to help you with that.
Well, what do you see as going forward some of the evolution with the real estate residential sector? Because there's been a lot of evolution there. There's the internet's come on real big. A lot of people look for their properties on the internet. How do you integrate all that with your franchisees and help them capitalize on their branding?
You know, what's interesting about the internet and what it's done for real estate is you need to kind of think about it the way that we used to look at newspapers. Mm-hmm. And you know, you'd open the newspaper, the Sunday paper, you'd have the real estate section, and you'd flip through and you'd look at all the new homes that came on the market in your particular area, and then you'd also see the advertisements for the agents. That was taken over by the internet when really the newspapers were disintermediated quite a bit by you know, online sources. And even, you know, Zillow is kind of like the real estate section in the newspaper, only it's on the internet. So there, that's where a lot of people advertise. That's where a lot of people search for their homes. But ultimately, you know, home buying and selling is still a complicated process. It's not a scary process, but it's complicated. So you really, you know, you after you see something you like, or you kind of, you know, do a little window shopping on the internet and narrow down what your focus is, it's time to talk to the professional and help them really get that laser focus on finding you the right house and making sure that the contracts are in order, making sure that the inspections, the appraisals, all the legal situations that can really get you in trouble that you really don't know about when you're starting to look for that, those things are handled. So it's getting the expert at the you know, at the transaction time or pre-transaction time to make sure that everything falls into place for you properly.
So what are some of the tools that your RE/MAX agents and franchisees, what are some of the tools that you give them that help them to succeed?
Well, obviously the first one is our branding and marketing.
Sure.
We believe heavily in brand recognition, awareness, and people going to a brand that they trust. So that's a big part of what we do with our national and local advertising. We do everything from digital and online to television commercials, which we just pushed out our new television commercials, so keep an eye out for those here soon. And that's the first part. The second one is the infrastructure. The power of this network of 110,000 experts worldwide, where if you have a customer who wants to know about a you know, maybe a property in Brazil, or maybe somebody in Brazil wants to know about a property in Miami, you've got this resource that you can just pick up the phone or hop on the online network that we've created for them to communicate and find answers quickly and effectively for the customer base. And of course, you know, you've got the training that goes on behind the scenes and the business development, which you talk a lot about, you know, how to make your business more effective and grow it.
I'm going to take a quick break. Can you stick with us around the corner on the next break? Because I want to ask a couple more questions about maybe a little bit about the market, a little bit about what you still see coming down the pipeline. Can you stick with us for just another couple minutes, please?
You bet, Jim.
Hey, thanks so much. Adam Kontos, he's the Chief Operating Officer of RE/MAX. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about the future of real estate in the country. Maybe we'll even talk a little bit about Miami. Stick with us, and another high five to Sean Greco from RE/MAX down here in Miami. Wanda, take it away. Right. Hold on tight to your dreams. That's right. That's right. Then when you're dreaming about an auto, you better check out the guys at Warren Henry, because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry, more ELO.
pensée, accroche-toi.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hi, this is Dan Summers, CEO of IHT Realty Crowdfunding out of Jacksonville, Florida. What's crowdfunding? Crowdfunding is the marriage of real estate and technology. It's like the odd couple, old-fashioned real estate expertise together with technology, bringing you opportunities via social media. Look at LinkedIn, Facebook, look at the internet. Now we have opportunities for the first time in history to invest individually into the big boys club. Opportunities in fix and flips, opportunities in affordable housing, multifamily, retail, and so on are offered to you with as little as $5,000 down. Take a look at our website, www.ihtrealty.com, or call me directly, Dan Summers, 904-501-7693, ihtrealty.com, 904-501-7693. Thank you.
Hey, let's say you want to buy your home from the RE/MAX folks, and maybe you need a little extra money. Maybe you got some scratch and dent credit. Maybe you're a realtor with RE/MAX, and you're got some clients from overseas. If you got somebody that's got a special situation, a special need, you give me a call. You give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when a traditional bank says no, we can say yes. Oh, I like that. I haven't said that before. I kind of like that line. Hey, if you've got a story to tell or your loan scenario doesn't fit in the standard box, you give me a call. 305-773-6300. Why? Because we're one of the oldest private lenders in South Florida. We've been around for 25 years, and we are the pros at helping you go and get your mortgage. That's right. We'll do a bridge loan. We'll help you fix up your house. Maybe you're a little short on a deal, but you got some cash in another property. I'll help you get some cash out of that other property, help you get your investment going. Maybe you own something or building something, and your brother-in-law asked for the equity back. Hey, that brother-in-law equity, that's the highest cost money you can borrow. Give us a call at 305-773-6300, and we will help you. We will help you find your dream. We will help you make your dream come true. If you're a realtor and you got a non-U.S. citizen, give us a call, because we can help your client if they're Russian, if they're Chinese, if they're from Venezuela, if they're from Brazil. That's right. If they're for a foreign national, we can help them get them financed. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're back with Adam Kontos. That's probably the third different way I pronounced his name. I apologize for that, Adam.
No problem, Jim.
He's the chief operating officer at RE/MAX. RE/MAX is a worldwide headquarters. He's based up there, and he heads up everything from IT and HR to franchise sales, brand marketing, communications, events, media strategies, PR, and a whole bunch of other stuff. He is the man that makes RE/MAX go. Welcome back to the show, Adam.
Thanks, Jim.
Now, I teased it a little bit that we talk a little bit about the market nationwide. We know that interest rates are starting to tick up. What are you guys seeing in the market overall, and maybe here in Florida? Because I know you had a little experience down here in Florida as well.
Well, to kind of start with the national market, you know, we're seeing solid growth. It's kind of slow and steady throughout the country. The majority of the country still has a very, very low inventory. In fact, some of the markets that fight for the lowest inventory is Denver, San Francisco, San Diego, and strangely enough, a few cities in the internal U.S. like Omaha. But you know, Miami is actually kind of floating on the outskirts of that. Miami's got an inventory of about 7.4 months right now, and that's all this information is going to be coming out tomorrow, by the way, in our we put out a monthly national housing report, cover 53 metros in the U.S.
Oh, wow. So, I want to get on that list.
You hop on our website. It's on there in the newsroom is where you can find it. But it covers all the markets, all the trends. It's interesting. Miami's a different animal in the country with respect to how the housing market works there, because you guys have such a huge amount of condo inventory, and that does skew the numbers quite a bit. But what's weird is, we actually saw a median sales price increase over last month in Miami of 1.6%, which is kind of bucking the trend of the rest of the country this time of year.
So, yeah, but I know why that happened. That's because they were closing all the units at the Porsche Design Tower with my good friend Gil Deser in the $5 to $25 million impact. I'll bet you that's what's going on with our numbers. It may be skewing because of those condos.
That's quite possible. That is quite possible. But the market is slow and steady. Like you said, we expect interest rates to kind of keep inching up. So, if you're looking for that refi or you're thinking about getting into the market, obviously this is probably the cheapest that any of us will see in our lifetimes. So it's a good opportunity for that. And frankly, we expect that housing prices will continue to inch up over this year.
Well, I would think they would. We got all the cost of the inputs are going up, including the cost of the money. So I would think that the ability to buy stuff would be continuing to deteriorate over time. I really don't, in my opinion, see a real big overbuild. I think that the banks have maintained their discipline, so you don't have a lot of excess supply out there. And so I really think that you're right. I think that if somebody wants to buy something, now's the time to get off the sidelines. And I really think that today is the time to buy. And I don't think you need to really wonder or worry where the market is in your particular submarket. If you want to buy a house, you want to live in a house, I think you go for it. You look for the schools and the neighborhoods and things like that.
Absolutely. It's still the American dream, and a lot of people want to take advantage of it. They hadn't been able to over the past 7 or 8 years, and now's their chance again. So it's kind of that moment where they need to giddy up and take a look at it.
Well, Adam, you mentioned your website before. Can you please give the website a shout out and maybe tell us a little bit more about the South Florida market, what you're seeing here?
Sure. Well, our website is remax.com, and they can find pretty much every listing in the country on remax.com. We pride ourselves in going out and being members or having relationships with nearly every MLS in the country, so that we have current data and accurate data for them on our website, as well as they could find one of our great agents on there as well for pretty much every market in the country. We exist nearly everywhere. So we have a very broad footprint. And then also, if they want to start looking overseas, we have global.remax.com, which is in, I think, 60-some countries. And they can also convert everything into 40-some currencies on there as well. So that's where they want to check. But, I got to tell you, the greater Miami market, which is essentially Miami-Dade, Broward, Palm Beach counties, that's what we study.
Uh-huh.
We've got some interesting increases down there. 1 year increase in the median sales price for Greater Miami is 11%. So it's buying real estate is still an investment for a lot of people, not just a place to live, which actually is the seventh highest we're seeing in the country. So even with that high inventory, we're still seeing great median sales price increases. Granted, like you said, when you have those big releases of the luxury towers and things like that coming out, those do skew it a little bit. So you need to make sure you talk to your agent and figure out what's going on in the marketplace. But strangely enough, 1 month transaction difference for the area is down quite heavily between December and January. So we expect that to start picking up again now.
Well, listen, Adam, I want to thank you so much, and I hope you'll come back again and be on our show again with us and give us some more information. Maybe we can get Sean in here and we can do something with you and Sean. I think that'd be absolutely awesome.
That'd be great, Jim. Look forward to it.
All right. Well, Adam, I want to thank you so much for being here. I want to thank your team for putting this together. We'll look forward to seeing you on the radio real soon. Do you ever get down to Miami?
I do on occasion. When I get down there next, I'll look you up.
I really would love that. Adam Kontos, he's the chief operating officer of RE/MAX, the worldwide real estate company. They got great information, and I know their guy down here, Sean, is one of the top guys in the market. I absolutely love him. Love going to coffee and sharing the information with Sean. So thank you so much, Adam, for being on our show today.
Thanks, Jim. Take care.
You too. Now, everybody who follows us on Facebook and knows about us on LinkedIn and everything else knows that Vivian's out there looking for a kidney. I took Vivian out to New York this week so we could get registered at New York Presbyterian Hospital. It was a real big trek. It was real hard on her. We had some amazing experiences. You can check out my Facebook page if you want to see some of what went on. But I want to make sure everybody knows that we're still looking for Vivian. We still need a kidney for Vivian. And anybody who's out there who's a healthy person, you don't need to match with Vivian. All you need to do is be a qualified donor. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help Vivian live a beautiful life and climb the mountains and touch the stars with me, all you got to do is email r1125@renewal.org. That again is r1125@renewal.org. Renewal is an organization up in New York. They help people get comfortable with donating a kidney. We've had AJ Gindy on from Renewal. You can look up in our archives about our interviews with AJ. We had Beanie Mason on, who was an actual living donor. So if you want more information on Vivian and how to help her, you can go to freedonbusiness.com or email r1125@renewal.org. I want to thank RE/MAX today. I want to thank Danny Santos for coming on. I want to thank our sponsor, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, the Miami Marlins, Bertram Center for Real Estate Studies. Of course, I want to thank IHT Realty and Dan Summers, Spectrum Mortgage, Kind Snacks, the NFL Alumni Association, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Will be up there in Orlando broadcasting live from the Bergstrom Center's Trends and Strategies Conference, Espresso Marketing, and Lawrence Kids. It's our eighth year. Hey, if it wasn't for you, our listeners, I wouldn't have a show. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our website, freedombusiness.com ASAP. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next Thursday on 8:80 a.m. live from the UF Trends and Strategies Conference. Why? Because I love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. One to take it away.
Market Minute. Investors took a break.